The nuclear power plant located near Clinton, Illinois, will be around for at least another decade. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner signed legislation earlier this month that provides billions of dollars in subsidies to the plant's owner, Exelon, to keep the Clinton plant and another nearby facility from closing. Exelon says the plant has been a money loser for some time, but it's been a big part of the region's economy ever since construction began in the 1970s. Jim Meadows of WILL in Urbana, Illinois, reports on the economy of a little town with a big power plant.
You can't see the nuclear plant from the center of Clinton. It sits 9 miles to the east. But the town of 7200 sure felt the impact when Chicago-based Exelon Corporation announced last summer that it planned to close the plant. For Clinton and surrounding DeWitt County, it meant the potential loss of 700 jobs and half the county's property tax base. They felt it at the Shack, a diner that's been serving burgers and shakes for nearly a century. Shannon Williamson works there. She says she saw neighbors who worked at the plant put up for sale signs.
We've had friends actually move away already because of it.
Yep.
The scare of the closing, I've had four or five families I know that moved away.
Marion Brizard says she saw those for sale signs go up too. The executive director of the Clinton Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau hopes that some of those workers will return now that the nuclear plant will stay open for at least another 10 years. Governor Bruce Rauner just signed that guarantee. The Exelon plant has helped Clinton cope with the loss of manufacturing over the past 40 years, but Brizard says the town needs to look ahead.
No, we're not going to sit back and think, oh, we're on easy street now. We're not. You have to always be prepared. You have to always be ready for change. This just shook us up, I think, and made us think this is not going to happen forever.
Clinton has two full-service supermarkets. Save-A-Lot has been one of them for the past 17 years. Store owner Dave Jackson just spent 5 years getting a new building up and running. So when Exelon announced it was starting the shutdown process at the nuclear plant, he was a little worried.
It did give me pause, certainly, and some concern, but I was going to move forward with this project regardless. You know, I think we would have been successful if it had closed, but certainly I'm elated that it's going to stay open.
But Tim Folliwell, Clinton's longtime city administrator, is not as optimistic. He thinks Exelon will eventually close the nuclear plant, and he doesn't think Clinton can regrow its manufacturing base. He thinks the key to Clinton's business growth is in retail, serving people he thinks might see the town as their new suburban home.
We are the hub in a wagon wheel surrounded by Champaign, Urbana, Decatur, Springfield, and Bloomington Normal. As we know, people graduate from the larger communities to more of a bedroom-type community. Clinton is that spot that we want to promote because now you can live here, and with 1 hour, you can be to any one of those four venues and have anything you want and come home to a quiet little town.
Implementing any economic strategy for Clinton will come with challenges. For now, the news that the nuclear plant is staying put, with its 700 jobs and $13 million a year in local property taxes, provides Clinton and the rest of DeWitt County with a pretty comfy cushion. For Here and Now, I'm Jim Meadows.